talkradio.com.
These aches and pains to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Gail in San Diego, California writes us in an email. She says, what is a good food source for vitamin D? I've always been told to drink milk to get my vitamin D and help fight against osteoporosis, which I was diagnosed with over a year ago. Well, Gail, great question. Vitamin D is one of the top nutrients that our body needs. Matter of fact, it's actually not a vitamin. It's a hormone and has to do with so many processes. I think it's probably one of the top nutrient discoveries as far as how necessary it is for our body over the last at least two or three decades within medicine and healthcare. And so now that's why most doctors are checking for vitamin D levels and see it as having a lot of relevance. But vitamin D is found in a lot. Your dairy products, but also your dark leafy greens have forms of it. Also the nuts like almonds, walnuts, cashews, all the different nuts and seeds carry that as well. Salmon has it. Cod liver oil, one of my favorite sources as far as supplements go, is a great one. It naturally occurs in cod liver oil, fish oil. And then also, taking the supplement has become a big piece. And don't forget sunlight. Sunlight's probably the best form of it. But what I found is through the years that even if you were to go sunbathe, say, an hour a day, what happens is that the body usually becomes so deficient. Many women will go and get your testing done. And if you've got osteoporosis, your vitamin D has been low for quite some time. And we think it's calcium. That's kind of been the old adage for so long. And that's why we've always given calcium supplementation. But if you're eating a decent diet, not even perfect, just a decent diet, then, you know, typically what you'll find is that the calcium that you're getting in your foods is almost enough. And it's the vitamin D, because that's the catalyst that makes the calcium absorb to be able to be used in the body. So many times it's a vitamin D issue and not so much a calcium issue. But supplementing is a good thing to do. Now, a lot of standard of care says to do vitamin D on a regular basis, meaning like once a week, they'll do 50,000 units and you take one pill. I like to do it daily. But again, if your doctor's recommended it, you want to go with that. But just so you know, it's usually good, and it's fat soluble, so it slowly dissipates over time, and your body holds on to it a lot easier than like a B vitamin, which is water soluble, which goes in and out very quickly. So it is possible, but just all in all, supplementing with vitamin D is a great thing to do. And liquid is a good version of it. The little gel caps are okay too, but your doctor can typically guide you in that process. But get your blood test done about every 6 months. That's a good rule of thumb. That way you can figure out exactly what the numbers are and stay on top of it from that point. But your food supply, you know, as far as dairy goes, regular dairy, it does okay on your vitamin D. But also, if you look at like goat's milk dairy, kefir, the regular goat's milk yogurt, those are really good sources of vitamin D as well. And although it sounds like it's kind of gross, it actually tastes pretty good. And it's one of the best absorbable forms of calcium that you have as well. So a couple things to think about. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can also give me a call, 888-283-7272, and go online, getwellradio.com. Let's go to Danny. Hi, Danny. Welcome to the show, man.
Hello. I was wondering if that was a natural way for your body to produce testosterone without taking supplements, and if you take supplements and you have testosterone but it's low, will your body stop producing even that much because the stuff is taking its place?
Well, that's a great question. And when it comes down to testosterone, which is kind of a hot topic with guys, the whole andropause issue where, you know, we come to a season of life where, kind of like women, where the hormones shift and they change, our testosterone levels naturally drop, and, you know, it's a natural phase. Well, here's the deal. You should be able to maintain good quality testosterone, even into your 50s, 60s, and 70s. A lot of guys think, well, it's dropping. You know, doctors will tell you it's dropping down into the 250 and the 300s, that it is what it is, that it's just life, and it's just the aging process. But if you're exercising on a regular basis, if you're eating plenty good healthy fats, around 25% of your overall diet, and your stress levels are moderate, not that you can totally eliminate stress, but if you keep it at a moderate level, keeping your dopamine levels at a good range. Dopamine is a brain chemical, all right? And when dopamine levels drop, then it can cause you to have low testosterone levels. So the two go hand in hand. But as far as testosterone itself, supplements are different than taking the hormone replacement therapy. Now, what you're talking about, if you take hormone replacement therapy, it can overtake your own body's production. So, like, for example, if you had testosterone to 250 and your doctor started giving you testosterone injections or the gel that you rub on your skin, if you started doing that, it'll raise your testosterone level, no doubt. But because the hormone itself is taking over what your body's producing, then if you were to ever come off of that, it would create what's called negative feedback, and that's where the body would start to not even produce, even though it was producing a low amount, it would not even produce as much as it was. So it kind of dropped below what it was already doing. So, I mean, that is just a key point to note. Now, for supplements like maca root or tribulus or some of the others, they typically push the body, encourage the body, if you will, to make its own. So typically when you do the supplements, you won't, if you're at a baseline of 250 and you start taking supplements and it bumps you up to, you know, whatever, 400 and you're feeling better, and then for whatever reason, let's say you can't take the supplements anymore, you can't afford them or whatever, and you come off the supplements, you typically won't drop below what the baseline was you were at before. Because it's not like it took over. The supplements don't take over. The supplements are just different herbal combinations, vitamin combinations that come in and just kind of encourage and push your body to make more of its own. And that's really the first step, in my opinion, that is always good to go with. Because from a nutritional perspective, you always want to look at, what can I do to support the body to get it to produce its own, to make its own, and to get better at what it's doing, rather than taking something to take over. Now, sometimes the body just can't do that. Sometimes the body's just at a place where you just can't encourage it to make any more, and that's why the hormone replacement therapy is so valuable, because you have to get it to, you know, it kind of comes in and takes over and replaces what has been lost. So, a couple things to think about, because, I mean, really, that's a hot topic, testosterone is. And your foods play a big role, too. Don't forget, it's not just supplements. Literally, if you keep your diet at a good level, good solid, I would say 35 to 40% total amount of protein in your diet, good lean quality proteins, chicken, fish, beef, eggs, protein powders, and then keep your fats to about 20 to 25% of your total caloric intake. Then, because remember, the fat actually is what makes hormone in the body. As long as you've got plenty amount of fats, then you can make good amounts of hormone. Then those two can work hand in hand together. So the diet plays a role. It does. And when you look at guys that don't have good testosterone levels, if you look at their diet and their lifestyle, meaning their exercise routines and whatnot, typically you'll find a pretty good correlation. And many times they're not really following to a T the overall program to keep testosterone levels where they need to be. All right. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can go online, getwellradio.com. Send me an email. Be glad to make it part of the show. And don't forget social media as well. Jump in with all we have going on in our company now, growing every single day, coming to a near city with you with our live event series. So we want to keep you up to speed on that. You can give me a call right now. Remember this. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. You know, that's good news. Because whatever you're dealing with right now, whether it's diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, can't lose the weight, anxiety, dealing with some kind of maybe bipolar, whatever it is, know this. Genetics play a small role, but our lifestyle choices play an even bigger role. And if we can minimize toxins in our life, eat better, exercise better, rest better, then our lives can change. And on this show, that's what it's all about. It's about taking you from where you are right now and encouraging you, giving you the tools to go to the next level to get where you want to be. We'll be right back. Folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking AminoActive as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. October 8th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1770.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,814.38, $907.19 for a half ounce, or $453.59 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,814.38, $907.19, and $453.59.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover rocket stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime, using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Oh,
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Some 13,000 may have gotten meningitis, now possibly linked to a drug. An estimated 13,000 patients may have been exposed to a tainted spinal steroid injection, which has sickened more than 100 people with fungal meningitis and killed 8, federal officials said Monday. Today, as clinics and surgery centers continue to reach out to those who could possibly be affected, it was the first estimate of the potential scope of meningitis outbreak, which has been traced by federal and state investigators to 3 lots of a certain drug produced by New England Compounding Center. Some 105 people in 9 states have been sickened by fungal meningitis, said Curtis Allen, who's a spokesperson for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Tennessee, Virginia, Indiana, Maryland, and Michigan reported new cases. Tennessee with 35 cases, the most of any state, also reported an additional death, its 4th. According to the CDC, investigators from U.S. Food and Drug Administration and state officials are probing the Framingham, Massachusetts facility, where NECC made 17,000 potentially tainted steroid injections, which then were shipped to 75 clinics in 23 states, according to federal and state officials. So a CDC spokesperson said, it isn't possible to know how many cases there will be, but the CDC and state health officials scrambled last week and over the weekend to track down patients who received the shots to see if they've been sick and warn them to watch for possible symptoms. The numbers of cases are rising sharply now, and not necessarily because people are continuing to get sick, but because investigators are pinpointing more illnesses among those who already received the injections for relief of back and neck pain. The injections were given between July and September. So far, those who have been infected develop symptoms between 1 and 4 weeks after receiving the injections. There's no evidence that the new infections are occurring at a more rapid rate, said John Jernigan, a medical epidemiologist at the CDC who was involved in the investigation. It's too early to know how many people ultimately will be affected. Federal and state investigators must determine how many people receive potentially contaminated injections, and then will track down each one. They must then confirm that those who have subsequent will become ill and actually had fungal meningitis. Now, there are too many variables to speculate on the number of possible cases, CDC spokesperson said. He said a compounding pharmacy that produced the injections in question issued a recall Saturday of all products made at its compounding center. So the FDA had already advised medical professionals last week not to use the NECC-made products. So it's a big deal. I mean, when something like this happens, obviously, it wasn't done on purpose. But again, catching it, this is why these agencies are actually important. People knock the FDA a lot and knock certain organizations for a variety of reasons. But you look at situations like this when you have a massive outbreak of a possibility with something dangerous like this, and they really do their due diligence and able to rounding things up and to put kind of a nip in it, if you will, to find some resolve. And so I think it's great that they're definitely catching this. And it's been able to save lives and hopefully be able to catch things in the middle of some of these situations, which, you know, with contamination and meningitis, there's definitely nothing to play around with by any means. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now, or you can go online, getwellradio.com, whatever you prefer. We're here to help, regardless of what you're struggling with. Let's go to Joe now. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Asa. Thank you.
Good to talk with you. What's up?
Hormone therapy, which actually I've been doing some hormone therapy with the this company. They set me up with a doctor, and I took some gave myself shots of testosterone, and there was some other elements that go along with it. I just wondered, it didn't make me feel any better, maybe a little anxious, I thought, and I cut back on the testosterone. How do you feel about that as a therapy? I'm almost 60. I'm more than a few months of being 60. I just wanted to feel better, you know. I understood it was going to help me lose weight. Packed on some weight as a truck driver, and probably 60 pounds over. And it didn't make me feel much better, just a little anxious. What if I actually have quit taking it? I wonder how you feel about hormone therapy, if you recommend something like HGH or something like that.
Yeah, I think that hormone therapy has its place, so don't get me wrong. Some guys knock it. Some different people have their own opinions. I actually think it has a pretty strong place. A lot of people that can't produce their own testosterone or their growth hormone levels get to a point where they're very, very low and can't produce, or even for females as well. Same concept with estrogen and progesterone. But for guys in your situation, you know, being a truck driver, I wouldn't even consider doing any therapy. Therapy, to me, is always a last resort. Because if you're 60 pounds overweight, the first thing I would do is I would get actually, on a new eating plan, a new lifestyle plan, because that's what's going to take place first. Your testosterone is naturally going to go up as a result of new lifestyle choices, starting to, you know, weight train on a regular basis, changing your diet considerably, losing the 60 pounds. You know, I wouldn't want to, because you're doing one thing. If you've already got low testosterone, then by taking testosterone, you raise it, but if you're not changing the habits that got you to have low testosterone and to gain 60 pounds, if you haven't changed that first, then you're not really going to correct anything. You know what I mean? It's that no wonder you're anxious, because your body is already in a position where it's not real happy and fired up where it is. So just changing the hormone profiles probably made your estrogen levels go up along with the testosterone, which is going to cause you to hold on to more body fat. So, I mean, there's a lot of factors. It's not just take testosterone and let's hope for the best. Really, there's some different lifestyle choices that need to be made to hit you at your goals for what you want to achieve. So let's do this. Let me go into a commercial break, and we'll talk about what it really takes, more than just testosterone therapy, to lose weight, feel better, be stronger, and be at that next level for your life. We'll get into those details when we come back. 888-283-7272. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. You've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4100. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Talking with Joe, going to the break, and looking at testosterone therapy, which a lot of guys are doing now. It's kind of a hot topic. Many guys are looking to do the injections or the creams or the pellets, looking to get their youth back and the vitality and the energy and just feel better and get their body fat down and that sort of thing. But is that really the best option? Well, we were talking with Joe, and Joe, we were talking about how you wanted to lose 60 pounds, feel better, you're a truck driver, and so you started taking testosterone by recommendation of your doctor to see what it could do, and really all it did was make you anxious. You didn't really see a whole lot of results otherwise, right?
Not much at all, no.
Yeah. So let's talk about that for a minute. So what I was talking about is really, is hormone replacement therapy good? And it can be helpful. But I really do think it's a last resort rather than a first resort. So why don't we talk about your lifestyle? So you gained 60 pounds. What led to gaining that? Eating the wrong kind of foods and driving a truck all day, I guess, right? Sitting around and not exercising.
That's part of it. I try to eat pretty good. In fact, you know, I've been a student of supplements and stuff, and I try to buy the good supplements. And then, of course, you know, everybody's got something new, the latest, greatest. Every 10 days, there's something out there. And but I have been, you know, taking supplements. But I think just a sedentary lifestyle, just sitting. I mean, my job is sitting down.
And, yeah, it is. So, how many hours a day do you drive?
Probably on average around 8.
Do you go overnights or do you come back each day?
I go overnights. I'm out of town right now, as a matter of fact. So sitting
all
in
right.
the truck.
So you drive and then you pull over and go to a truck stop or something and then spend the night there, or do you, and then keep on going, or?
I spend the night. You have so many hours you can drive, so yeah, spend the night.
Yeah, right, okay. You know, what I would do in that case, and I talked to a lot of truck drivers, just being the time of our show, it's on the air. You know, one thing it's really important to do is to come up with a good routine for you. So eating is going to be really important because you are sitting. So you need a certain amount of calories and whatnot that your body needs to keep good lean quality protein or get lean quality muscle mass. But also to burn body fat, you got to make some changes too. So if you are driving 8 hours, I would recommend driving 4 and then taking a 30-minute break in the day. And a really good place to do, I'll tell you, it's a great thing to do, is to go to pull off to a Walmart parking lot. You know, they're really good about that. And you can pull out to the front end of the parking lot and then walk, do like a walking routine for 15 minutes. And here's the pace. The pace that you want to do, I mean, go all the way around the parking lot. Just pick a whole track that you do. Go for 15 minutes. And the pace that you want to go at is the same pace that you would go if you were late to catch an airline flight. So if you were late in the airport, how fast would you be walking? It's just under a run, you know, a jog. And that's the pace you want to go for 15 minutes. And then come up with a routine that you can do for 15 minutes by getting some of those bands. You can get some of the old exercise bands and maybe even a set of dumbbells you can keep with you. With push-ups, and I would get maybe like a workout video. I'll tell you the 10-minute trainer is a really good one you can get online. It's through Team Beachbody, but the 10-minute trainer is a really good one. And, you know, learn to get those exercises kind of down and come up with some routines, or get a personal trainer when you're home to kind of help you have some 10, 15-minute routines that you can do on the road like that. But if you'll get consistent with that and do something, you know, every day that you're on the road for 30 minutes and break it up, maybe even take an hour. I wouldn't do more than 45 minutes of exercise. But if you could spare that and break your day up like that, it would make tremendous results for you. So, you know, maybe you do something where you go and you exercise, and then, you know, you get to a place where you go grab your lunch to get back on the road, and then you hit the road again. But that would, I mean, is that possible for you to do that? Are your routes where you are in control of your time like that?
Yes. In fact, there's times I can go into a city and even get a temp pass to a YMCA, walk a track, swim, so forth.
And, well, that's great. I mean, hit the weights is important. Let me just tell you, whatever cardio you want to do, whether it's swim, bike, run, whatever, in the gym is great. But, yeah, if you can get into the weight room at least 4 days a week, or weights, or this little routine I'm talking about, the bands and all that, whatever's good for your routine and whatever city you're going through, I know that kind of makes a difference. But, man, that can make a big difference in your success. So that's a big key, because your exercise, the reason I'm almost hitting on exercise before I get to the eating part is because with you sitting all day, I mean, man, that is just vital for your success. All right. So, and it's tough too, because you have to kind of plan your day and get off the road and do this thing. But if you'll get into a habit of it, it'll almost be like you can't even go a day without doing some kind of exercise. And I would shoot for 6 days a week that you do that. How many days a week are you on the road? Like 5 probably?
Yeah, 5.
Typically, and they give you a couple days off or something?
It depends on the day. It depends on the week.
Okay.
And how freight is running. I wanted to ask you one other quick question, if you don't mind, about particular.
Sure.
Now, arginine is, and there's one doctor in particular, I was turned on to this particular product. It has 5,000 units. I forget what size it is. But it's a lot more L-arginine than you have in any other product. And it was touted to me as being a real miracle product in that kind of a dose. Does that sound like something? Can you overdo L-arginine?
You can't really overdo it too much. It's an amino acid. But let me tell you this. I will tell you that nothing is a silver bullet. Nothing's a miracle supplement. And we have our own supplement company and the whole nine that we, you know, nutrition company and all that. I mean, I can tell you this, nothing is a silver bullet. And your number one thing you got to do to be successful in this, my opinion, is your eating plan. Okay. And I mean, that has to be perfect. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I would encourage you to follow that plan just because it's a good, solid plan that's based on good science, good principles, reduces inflammation in the body, gives you the nutrients that you need, and is easy to follow on the road. okay? And then your exercise plan would be the next best thing. I would get with a dietitian or a nutritionist and have them as a coach. I mean, because you don't have to really meet with them face-to-face. It's somebody that you could have a 15- or 20-minute phone conversation with twice a month that would keep you on track, give you new recipes, give you new eating routines, mix things up a little bit, work with you on supplementation. You know, that's the kind of day-to-day coach that you need. And, you know, that I really would make that a priority, okay? If you need help, just go to our website. You can reach out to us, and we can help you find somebody. But that is probably going to be your best first bet in going to this next level, because you've got to have somebody kind of take you by the hand and walk through. That way you're not wondering if a supplement's good or not, and you're not just kind of reading something on the internet. You're actually walking with somebody that knows what in the world they're talking about, you know, and they can kind of take you through that. I would recommend you getting a personal trainer too until you get the weight off. Now, YMCAs are great. You mentioned the YMCA. They're great because personal trainers and some studios, personal fitness studios, will work really good rates with you. And they give you good specialized one-on-one attention. And you only need to meet with them every now and then. It's not like you've got to go three times a week, maybe even twice a month. And that way they can teach you some new routines that will keep the body kind of guessing, keep things mixed up. And that's really what you want when it comes to coming up with a new routine. But don't get – I hear you, and I know you're into the supplements and all that. Supplements are important, but for you they're about 10% of the equation for your success. The real success is going to come in your lifestyle change. It's going to come in a great diet plan, eating 5 to 6 small meals a day with some really good meal replacements that will help you where you can get the meals in on the road that are hormone-free, antibiotic-free protein. I mean, there's a lot of things that can be done on that. And then also your exercise routine. Making that a priority as you travel to always pull off the road. And you know, that's just part of your day. This is what you do. You know, some guys get up in the morning and girls and they go to the gym at 5:30 and that just starts their day, right? Some people, that's just, you know, I would say middle of the day is perfect because it breaks your ride up. It's good for your circulation because that way you're not sitting for 8 hours straight for the most part. You get up, get some good blood flow going. Longevity-wise, that's going to be great for you because a lot of truck drivers throw clots, and I'm sure you've heard of those kind of stories because they sit so much. Well, this is another great way to really increase your circulation and maximize your overall health during this time. And by the way, if you do an arginine-based product, let me tell you what it does. It's great for raising your growth hormone levels. You always want to have it with L-citrulline, quercetin, and green tea extract. And there's a great product that does that at lifestyleresearch.org. But there is, just so you know, those products are fine, but they're about 10% of your success. And that's just my bottom line. Your other pieces that we talked about are going to be the greatest tools. All right? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Our quote for the day comes from Arthur Clark, and he says this, "The only way of finding the limits of the possible is by going beyond them into the impossible." It's very true. Where's your faith in yourself, in your health, in your ability to get well, in your ability to empower yourself to go to the next level in your health and your life? You know, the amazing thing about the body that I just love is that it regenerates. It changes. And depending on what we put inside the body, our lifestyle choices that we make every single day really determines the kind of health that we're going to have. So the question is, are you willing to go to the next level? And the question is, are you have the tools to go to the next level? Well, that's what we want to help you do on this show. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Why? Because we want to help you get well, stay well, and live well. 888-283-7272. This is Grandma Medicine Radio. We'll be right back. Folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better in some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available. www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hey, this is Steve Schultz, and you've been hearing top radio personalities talk about longevity and how people are getting healthy and making an income at home. You see, I've built a seven-figure income by just following this simple program to success, and I'm putting on a free seminar to share the secret with you. Now, think about this. Do you know anyone that wants to lose weight or maybe get healthy? How about saving money on items that they're already purchasing and get paid while they do it? Of course you do. The system is so simple, and it works. Don't miss my 90 for Lifestyle Tour, Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Or you can call 877-279-9422. Hundreds of thousands of people are already working the simple system, and you should too. That's Tuesday, October 9th, 6:30 p.m. at Scott Highlands Middle School in Apple Valley, Minnesota. Call 877-279-9422. Again, that's 877-279-9422.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Let's go to Lori. Hi, Lori.
Hello.
How can I help, Lori?
Yes, hi, sir. How are you today? I was
You're
calling
well.
In reference to a juicing issue. I know that you can juice everything, but most of the minerals and the vitamins are in the skin. Are there any vegetables or fruit that I should not juice the skin of? Because maybe it'd be toxic or anything?
Not so much. Have you been juicing for a while, or are you kind of getting into it for the first time?
I've been juicing for a while, but I haven't actually started doing all of the skins. Like, I wanted to do the orange peel skin, and I wasn't sure if that was a good thing or not.
I wouldn't do the orange peel skin. No, I wouldn't do that. You know, I'm a big fan of blending, just throwing it in like a Vitamix blender instead of actually using the juice machines. I just, personally, that's what I've always done. I think it's better to kind of blend and keep everything together, but that's just a better way to go. Now, are you doing this for all your meals or just for some of them?
Well, just like the first meal of the day to get my body going at the moment. And I'm sorry, I keep saying juicing, but I am blending. I'm using the little bullet blend blender.
Oh, yeah. I guess that's okay.
The magic bullet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Yeah, those are great. Yeah, as long as you're blending, putting everything together, that's fine. But, yeah, the orange peel too much. I mean, the orange itself has enough pulp and fiber in it that it gives you everything you need on the inside of that peel for the most part. But like apples, it's a good thing to do. You know, all your vegetables, great to throw everything in there and blend all of that up. Yeah, that's a fantastic way to go. Yeah, as long as you're not doing it too much. I'm not a big fan. I like eating whole foods in the way they're originally designed and not, you know, not doing it in a way that, you know, pulls anything out or you're not getting good solid meals. A lot of people get into the blending where they're doing it 3 and 4 times a day. But yeah, once a day or so is great. It's a great way to pack in a bunch of vegetables and fruits together in one serving. So yeah, there's nothing as far as the toxic go that I would be overly concerned about. You know, just wash everything off very well before you do it. But yeah, that's great. I mean, I do it myself, and I just it's a great way to get in larger servings of fruits and vegetables. And you use a kale a lot in what you do as a base. Kale and spinach both, because those dark leafy greens keep the body more alkaline. That's just a little tip for whatever you're mixing with. They mix well with just about anything and taste very well, too. Okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can check us out online as well at getwellradio.com. We're going to go to Donna now. Hi, Donna.
Hello. I have a question. My doctor wants me to get see a specialist for a CPAP machine for sleep apnea, and I wanted to know if there's some other alternative other than having to be on a machine at night.
Well, it depends. You know, that's depending on what your doctors have found and all of their testing and their history and everything they checked on with you. You know, you definitely want to go with the recommendations always. But one little tip. Typically, and this is just always something to look at, just from a nutritional perspective, you always want to look and talk to someone about, I mean, whether it's your primary care doctor or someone on your team, to have them look at your B12 levels, B6, ferritin, and your total iron binding capacity, TIBC. It's just several different blood tests. And for your B12, the best test to run is methylmalonic acid, MMA. Those are really good. And just having that checked out on a regular basis would be very helpful, because if your numbers are low and you're low in oxygen in the blood, sometimes that could be one of the reasons that you're struggling the way you are. Now, there are other factors, meaning that if you're overweight or you got an issue structurally within the throat itself, especially the way you lay back, and they've checked all of that out, and they definitely think a CPAP would help, then there's a reason for that. But if it is from the oxygen getting into the cell, and that becomes an issue throughout the night as you sleep and things slow down, that might be something to look at. And if they haven't looked at, which I'm assuming they probably did, but if they didn't, you might want to just mention it to them. And you might ask them, and they say, oh, yeah, we checked that out. But if they didn't, it would be a great tool to look at, okay? But losing weight is always a key, too. So I'm sure they'll talk to you about that as well. Generic antidepressant now has been pulled from the market, a generic version of the popular antidepressant Wellbutrin, which works on dopamine levels, by the way, is being pulled off the market after a U.S. Food and Drug Administration analysis showed that it does not work properly. FDA tests found that the generic drug Budapron XL 300 released its key ingredient into the blood faster than the brand name drug. The FDA told Teva Pharmaceuticals to withdraw its generic drug recently. In 2008, the FDA issued an update that said this drug and Wellbutrin were essentially the same, and that review was conducted after hundreds of patients complained that the generic drug was ineffective or caused side effects such as anxiety, insomnia, and headaches. So the FDA's own study of the generic brand name drug was completed this past August and was reported in the AP. So if you're doing the generic for Wellbutrin, you know, be a little cautious on that. They're going to be pulling that coming up around the corner. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You hear about stem cells? Well, cell researchers in the stem cell environment, they received the Nobel Prize. This year's Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine was awarded to two researchers for their work showing that mature specialized cells can be reprogrammed into stem cells. The findings by British researcher John Gurdon and Japanese researcher Shinya Yamanaka is used by scientists to try to find ways to create replacement tissues for treating diseases such as diabetes and Parkinson's and for laboratory research in the cause of diseases. So in announcing the award Monday, the prize committee said the two researchers' work revolutionized our understanding of how cells and organisms develop. Powerful, and kudos to those guys for their work. Puts another hours in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better in some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.